you and to share in this time of worship.
让我再说一次，这是我的荣幸，跟大家弟兄姐妹在一起来崇拜我们的神。
I can hardly believe that another year has passed by and 2017 is almost completed.
简直不敢相信一年又过去了，好像2017马上就到，快要结束。
This week, as I have been thinking about the message that I was going to preach and being here, I had many memories of the past year that we have spent together.
这个礼拜我在想，我要跟弟兄姐妹要分享主日的话语的时候，使我想到过去的一年2017的时候，这有一切都是美好的回忆。
I remember a year ago when we had Thanksgiving dinner with you and enjoyed the time of fellowship and the good food that we shared together.
一年以前我们在这里感恩节的时候，我们大家带了很多的东西，很多的好吃的东西，我们在一起过了很快乐的时候。
Those are very important and rich times for us to remember together.
这个是对我们和我的家人都觉得说，我们跟弟兄姐妹在一起分享神的这些恩典的时候，都是很厚厚的赐福给我们。
Even though this is only the third day in December, I want to take this opportunity to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
虽然今天是十二月的三号，是十二月第三天，现在我在这里要祝贺每一个人圣诞快乐。
And I look forward to being with you next year as we have opportunity to serve and worship God together.
我也很向往明年我会跟大家一起在这里跟大家一起来这个敬拜神。
If you have been watching the calendar or reading in the newspaper, you've noticed that they've talked about this being the beginning of the Advent season.
你知道在这个日历上现在是三号是一开始是一个这个 Advent 的一个季节到了。
In churches all across the world, they begin celebrating Advent today.
在全世界各地都在庆祝这个 Advent 这个日子。
Advent really means simply preparation or remembering.
所以 Advent 的意思呢，是叫我们准备，而且要叫我们纪念已经过的日子。
It's an opportunity for us to remember that Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day and came into the world to become man and live amongst us.
这里就说让我们有个机会在圣诞节之后想到，不管有人怎么讲，至少耶稣基督到我们世界上来拯救我们。
As I have been doing my own preparation of thinking about remembering the birth of Christ and its importance, there are many things that I am thankful and grateful for today.
让我们想到我准备今天的讲到的题目的时候，我们就想到是耶稣基督在2000年前到我们中间来拯救我们，实在是感谢神。
So my message will center around some simple things for us to be thankful for as we look forward to this Christmas season.
所以我今天的要跟弟兄姐妹交通的就是说我们要来谢谢神。
May we never lose sight of the fact that Jesus came to have a relationship with every one of us.
不要忘记了，耶稣基督到世界上来就是要给我们每一个人都要建立个人的跟他的关系。
And that relationship was to love us and to express his love in many ways.
然后知道神爱我们，然后我们也要爱任何我们所周遭的人。
To forgive us of our sins and to promise us that we will live with him eternally.
然后他来了，来赦免我们的罪，然后我们可以因为他的赦免我们罪，我们可以跟神在永远里跟他在永远生活。
My encouragement to you would be very simple today is that over the next 30 days, that each day we would begin the day by remembering three special things that we would give thanks for.
现在我希望跟大家一起分享的是我们要纪念三样事情在这一个月中间来纪念。
If you were to do that each day, you would find that you would begin to refocus your mind and your heart.
假如每一天我们都在纪念的话，我们可以说再重新焦聚在我们的神身上。
Thanksgiving is a choice.
这个感谢神是我们的选择。
And we all have the privilege of giving thanks for one another as well as for God's love.
我们也感谢我们的朋友彼此，但是我们更要感谢我们的神。
The Bible has a number of things that it has to say about what we should be thankful for.
圣经上告诉我们很多很多事情我们可以感谢的。
So let me mention a few of those this morning very quickly.
让我跟弟兄姐妹一起分享几项事情我们应该感谢的。
The first one I would suggest to you is ways to give thanks is the words that we say.
我们要感谢神的就是这个我们要在我们平常的言语中间。
We need to be careful in the things that we say to one another and the things that we share with one another.
我们在彼此弟兄姐妹在交通在讲话的时候我们要小心一点而且跟其他人也是一样。
Listen to what the Bible has to say about our words.
我们要听圣经怎么样告诉我们。
There should be no obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking.
而且我们不要讲那些污秽的言语，不要讲这种黄色的笑话，那些乱七八糟的东西。
Which are out of place.
而且是在我们弟兄姐妹中间是不适合的。
But rather thanksgiving.
我们应该多多的跟弟兄姐妹交通，我们要感谢神。
The words that we ought to speak from our mouths ought to be the words of thanks.
而且从我们口中出来的话应该就是要再感谢。
I suggest to you this morning, brothers and sisters, our mouths were made for us to be able to give thanks.
我们神造我们的口的话就是叫我们能够多多的说感谢的话。
And when we give thanks, that changes things all around us.
当我们感谢神的时候，就可以改变在我们周遭的世界。
Let me remind you of another passage of scripture.
让我刚才圣经在另外一处也这样。
The Bible says, "Do all things without grumbling or disputing."
所以我们在做任何事情，不要再埋怨，也不要跟人家有纷争。
So one of the things that I've tried to put into practice this week and for the rest of the month is that I would begin to decrease my GPH.
而且我现在就要讲说在这个礼拜或者在这个月就我要在我心中减少 GPH.
You're probably wondering what GPH stands for.
你就问说 GPH 是讲什么 GPH?
Well, it's simply this. I'm going to stop grumbling per hour.
我们要停止我们埋怨在每一个钟头。
I think if we all begin that process, it's going to change our lives in a dramatic way.
这就是这样会改变我们的这个生活会很戏剧化的。
So if I'm going to decrease my GPH,
所以我们把 GPH 减低，就 grumbling per hour 这减低的话。
Then I must increase my TPH.
然后我们会增加 TPH.
You know what TPH stands for?
TPH 是什么？
Thanksgiving per hour.
Thanksgiving per hour. GPH.
And so as we begin our process of thinking of the holiday season, let us increase our Thanksgiving per hour.
所以当我们在这个整个在这感恩节和圣诞节期间，我们的感谢时，我们要多多的想到 GPH.
I guarantee it will change things.
我们这样做的话，一定可以改变我们的周遭。
Let me suggest as you think about the words that you say.
你要想想看，我们每次都想到我们要说什么话。
Thank God daily for somebody in your life.
我们应该每天都要想到我们在我们身边的人。
Mention them by name.
而且我们要提到他的名。
Just as you will be doing at the conclusion of this service, as you have the memorial service.
就像我们今天，我知道在我们讲崇拜完了以后，我们有追思礼拜。
You will be remembering our sister and all of the blessings and the goodness of her life.
我们就会想到我们的郭姊妹是在我们中间，她整个一生在所做的，我们可以值得向她学习的。
May the words that you speak be words of praise and thanksgiving.
所以我们所讲的话都是要说我们要讲赞美的话，我们要讲感谢的话。
The words that we speak need to be sensitive.
而且我们讲的话都要注意到别人的感觉。
There's a story in the Bible about a woman that came to Jesus and poured perfume all over his feet.
在圣经上有一个故事说有一个女人到耶稣基督面前打破一个玉瓶香水拿出来。
The people who saw this and witnessed this were very offended.
那些旁边的人看到他是觉得非常非常的不高兴。
They said, how could someone take an expensive perfume and waste it by pouring it on Jesus' feet?
就想说这么贵重的这个香水结果打破了就插在耶稣的脚上太浪费了。
The people saw the waste.
人们看的是浪费。
But Jesus saw her heart.
耶稣看的是那个人的心。
It was a heart of thanksgiving.
那个是那个妇人把玉瓶打破的是她感激的心。
And it was an act of worship.
这个是另外一种的敬拜。
So as we think of the words that we say,
我们想到每次讲话都想到我们怎么说我们的话。
Let's be specific with names of people.
我们要提名讲到特别的人。
Let's be sensitive.
而且我们要很很敏感他们的感受。
And let's be searching.
然后我们要彼此要来思量。
What I mean by that is searching that we will be looking for others that we can pray and give thanksgiving for.
我们在思量，我们要思考，就是还有没有其他的人我们应该感谢的。
The next thing I would suggest to you that we learn from the Bible about giving thanks in life is
另外一个我们从圣经上看到我们要怎么样子感谢的
is what we sing
是 what we sing S-I-N-G
yes
是我们所唱的是什么歌曲
Now Ron probably stumbled over that simply because that seems very simple doesn't it
他说我们这翻译人就搞不清楚这我们唱什么东西也要去要好好的想
but that's the heart of what the Bible says
这个就是圣经所着重的地方
The Bible says we ought to give thanks with singing of psalms and hymns and praise to the Lord
我们这里是今天我们念的圣经已经告诉我们说我们要用这个诗章颂词灵歌去感谢神
Brothers and sisters let me suggest to you this morning that singing connects us to our emotions
你知道吗弟兄姐妹我们的唱的诗歌是也跟我们的情感是混在一起的。
Singing connects us to our soul.
也使我们的魂也在一起的。
Listen to what the Word of God says.
我们听神怎么讲。
Sing your hearts to our God.
把我们心中的话向神唱出来。
Thank Him to His face.
而且谢谢神在他面前。
Thanks and singing go together.
而且感谢。跟赞美唱歌是在一起的。
It's our personal connection to God.
是我们个人跟神的相交之处。
The Bible also says that we are to sing with others.
而且圣经也告诉我们说，我们也应该跟其他的人一起来赞美神唱歌。
Again, the Bible says to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with a thankful heart.
这里圣经上跟我们说，我们要用诗章、颂词、灵歌一起来上。
There's another passage in Psalm, the third Psalm.
诗篇第三篇里面讲到。
It says, I will sing praise to you in the crowd.
我在群众中间我要向你赞美。
May I offer another simple suggestion as you lift your hearts up in praise?
当我可以向你建议，当你向神敞开你的心的时候。
Do it with a smile when you sing.
当你唱歌的时候，要有一张笑脸。
Listen to what the Bible says again about this.
再听圣经怎么告诉我们。
The Lord is my strength and my shield.
这个神是我们的力量，是我们盾牌。
My heart trusts in Him.
我的心这个完全依靠他。
I am helped.
我是被帮助的。
My heart leaps for joy.
我的心里面跳跃这种快乐。
And I will give thanks to him in song.
我要用我的感谢在这里在唱诗。
This is what God asks us to do for him.
这是神告诉我们应该怎么做。
I have mentioned to you several times in the past the memories that I have from my trip to China.
我已经在这里讲过好几次，我有机会到中国去。
One of the things that I remember particularly was attending church services which was acknowledged in the underground church.
而且就是说，我在教会里，特别的一次就我在家庭地下教会里面跟他们一起聚会。
We would walk to various places throughout Guangzhou and to a home where we would then find people that we would worship with.
到广州，我们这样走来走去，就会找到一个一个人一个弟兄的家里面。
One of the other experiences that I had while I was there in that large city was to attend what was the state-run church.
而且我在广州的时候，我也去参加是政府登记的教会去过。
We were told that we should come approximately an hour to an hour and a half before the service.
我们被告诉说你要来参加的话，你要到一个钟头或一个钟头、一个半钟头之前就要到，不然你没有位置。
I thought that the reason that that was to make sure that we would find seating in the service.
我以为说哦，这样子的话，我们就我刚刚讲说没有位置。
But what we discovered when we arrived was hundreds of people waiting outside the church.
结果我发现是说有成百个人在外面等。
And I asked the guy that was leading us and was going to give us a tour of the church, why were the people gathered so early?
我就问那个带我们去的那个弟兄说，为什么这些人这么早一个钟头、一个半钟头你之前就来了呢？
The guide said simply they are here to sing before the service.
因为他们是来开始唱诗赞美神，在一个钟头或者一个半钟头之前就来了。
The people were gathered outside an hour and a half before the service to worship and to sing and to praise God in the crowd together.
所以他们来在一个半钟头之前就来说，大家一起就同声在赞美，用诗歌来赞美神。
I well imagine before this morning's message that you never thought that God said from His Word that we should give thanks for singing.
所以在你今天来之前没有想到说神告诉我们说我们要用诗歌来唱出感谢的诗。
Let your hearts rejoice through music.
让你的心能够有快乐的心情。
The third way you and I give thanks is in the gifts that we give.
这个现在就是我们要有对神要有一个感谢的心。
The Bible says we will be made rich in every way.
圣经上说我们要在任何地方都会呢有充充丰丰富富的给我们。
So that you could be generous in every occasion.
所以你就可以很慷慨在任何情况都是那么的敞开。
And through your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God.
从你那个慷慨的行为可以让我们来赞美神。
Brothers and sisters, may I say again this morning what the Bible is simply saying to us is that thanks and giving and sacrifice go together.
所以圣经上告诉我们说我们的感谢我们的奉献我们的所有这一切都是在一起的。
Again, the Bible says, I will give you an offering to show thanks to you.
圣经说我会你将你的奉献我们就会把你的感谢就带出来。
Again, from the Bible, we're reminded, so two good things happen as a result of your gifts.
两样好的事情会带进来当我们。
Those who are in need are helped.
对那些需要帮助的人，我们帮助他们。
And they overflow with thanks to God.
然后我们说，所以从这个所有的到神面前都是满满、充充满满的满意出来。
When I give, someone else is blessed.
当我能够给旁人的话，这就是一个祝福。
And whenever you give an offering.It should be out of a heart of thanks.
当你奉献的时候，是要从你有一个喜乐的心带到神面前的。
Never ignore a thought of being able to give to others.
不要说你是从你自己心里面出来的。
I can't tell you how often as I drive around the community and I see people standing on street corners asking for help.
我 没有办法，当我在社区开车子的时候，常常看到人，他们伸出手来找你帮忙。
My heart breaks.
我的心碎了。
Yet on many occasions, not planned, God just simply says, "Give."
神就说，神常常说我常常不是故意的，就说神说给。
I don't give out of being pressured, but I give out of a heart of thanksgiving.
我不会再说我这样给是因为他找我要受到压力，而是说我有一颗非常喜乐的心去给他们。
The joy in life comes not from what you get, but from what you give.
所以在人生的快乐不是说你得到什么东西，而是说你给出去什么东西。
And that's a way to express our thanksgiving to God.
这个是我们感谢神的一种方法。
Well, let me hasten on and just mention a couple more things this morning.
让我再很快的还要跟弟兄姐妹交通几点。
You give thanks in times that you choose to give thanks.
你要给神谢谢神的时候，你要选择你最好的时间去感谢。
The Bible is very clear.
在圣经是很清楚的说。
No matter what happens,
不管任何事情发生,
always be thankful.
永远是对神要有一颗感谢的心。
For this is God's will for you.
这个是神的旨意要行在你身上。
Who belong to Jesus Christ.
而且这个神的旨意是从耶稣基督那里而来的。
The Bible is very clear and says three things.
在圣经上很清楚地讲到三件事情。
Always be thankful.
要常常永远要感谢。
Give thanks in bad times.
在你情况日子不好的时候要感谢神。
Give thanks in times of good times.
在你情况好转神祝福你的时候更要感谢。
And give thanks at specific times as well.
而且在特别的时关神会感动你想要感谢他。
And lastly, let me express in this message this way of giving thanks.
最后我要把我的交通在讲到感谢的事情。
You give thanks to God in prayers that you pray.
而且我们要向神感谢，是在我们祷告的时候，谢谢神让我们能够向他祷告。
Again, listen to what the Word of God says.
而且让我们听到。
I urge you then, first of all.
而且他说，神的话语说，我希望你这样做。
That your request, your prayers, your intercession and thanksgiving be made.
而且让你的需求，让你的向神的祷告，向神。
That be made for everyone.
要为万人祷告。
For kings and those in authority.
要为在上。君王掌权的祷告。
That we may live peaceful and quiet lives in the goodness and His holiness.
我们又可以过一个平安、很安静的生活在神面前。
Again, the Bible says, "Don't worry about anything."
而且圣经告诉我们说，不要。
Instead, pray about everything.
而且我们只要向神祷告。
Tell God your needs.
叫向神。告诉他你的需用是什么。
And don't forget to give him thanks for his answers as well.
而且一定要不要忘记要感谢神，当你的祷告得到了答案。
As you think of these closing days of this year,
当你想到说在这个今年要快结束的日子，
Let me encourage you to thank God for someone that you never thought of thanking him for.
然后我再希望提醒你要谢谢神，一些人是你大概没有想到过的。
And thank God for his answers.
而且谢谢神给他的答案。
Again, the word of God, and I close with this verse.
而且这是神给我们的话语，我最后做结束。
Let your lives overflow with joy.
让你的生命是永远这样子流露出你的喜乐。
And thanksgiving for all that He has done.
而且赞美神他做为在你身上做成的事。
Today my prayer is.
今天我的祷告是。
As we give thanks to God.
当我们向神祷告的时候。
Count your blessings and name them one by one.
数算你的恩典，一个一个的去数算。
And give God praise for what He has done.
而且向赞美神，赞美他已经在我们身上所做成的。
Amen.
Amen.